This is VOA News. I'm Tommy Mickey. The U.S. House Judiciary Committee recessed late Thursday after some 14 hours of debate. Committee Chairman Jerry Nadler said that the group will reconvene Friday at 10 a.m. Washington time to vote on articles of impeachment against U.S. President Trump. The Democratic-controlled committee on Thursday rebuffed Republican attempts to weaken or throw out the allegations and instead will vote on sending them to the full House of Representatives for a vote likely to be held next week. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
The panel's expected to vote on sending the impeachment articles to the full House. First, it's having a sharply partisan debate over the charges, with Democrat Eric Swalwell refuting Republican claims that the president committed no crimes.
How about the highest crime that one who holds public office could commit? A crime against our Constitution.
Republican Louie Gohmert says if such crimes do exist,
well, then why aren't they in this impeachment document?
The GOP's Jim Jordan tried to delete the first charge against the president, abuse of power.
I have an amendment at the desk,
which the panel rejected after a three-hour debate. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Exit polls in Britain indicate that the Prime Minister Boris Johnson's Conservative Party is winning a majority of seats in Parliament, meaning Johnson's plan to leave the EU on January 31st could begin soon. Reuters' Matthew LaRotunda reporting.
This is an outright victory for the Conservatives around what, for many voters, was a single-issue election. Brexit, Brexit, Brexit.
This is the Get Brexit Done.
Get Brexit Done, the campaign slogan of Boris Johnson. Labour, though, appears to have miscalculated. The smaller Liberal Democrats Party, which did openly campaign to stop Brexit from happening, also looks to have failed, down to 13 seats from...
That is Reuters' Matthew LaRotunda reporting, and this is VOA News. The Trump administration and China are now nearing an agreement on a trademark deal. We get more from AP correspondent Mike Gracia.
Myron Brilliant, who heads international affairs for the U.S. Chamber of Commerce and was briefed by both sides, says a trade deal between the United States and China is close. Brilliant says, under terms of the deal, the Trump administration agrees to suspend the tariffs that were set to take effect Sunday on $160 billion of Chinese imports and to reduce existing tariffs. China agrees to buy more U.S. farm products and increase access to the Chinese market for American companies. China will also enhance protections on intellectual property rights. The Trump administration is expected to make an announcement about China on Friday. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Myanmar's leader Aung San Suu Kyi on Thursday appealed to the top UN court in The Hague not to supplant her country's military justice system by imposing international justice. In closing comments at the International Court of Justice, Suu Kyi defended the Myanmar military's actions against the Rohingya minority and requested that the genocide case be dropped.
Steps that generate suspicion, sow doubts, or create resentment between communities who have just begun to build a fragile foundation of trust could undermine reconciliation.
And prosecution lawyers say the military's actions amount to genocide, and many of Suu Kyi's critics say she bears some responsibility for the continued persecution of the Muslim minority, 750,000 whom have fled the country. The Pentagon on Thursday flight tested a missile that has been banned under a treaty that the United States and Russia abandoned last summer. Some U.S. arms control advocates say that the test risked an unnecessary arms race with Moscow. We get more from AP's Ed Donahue.
The launch was from a static launch stand at Vandenberg Air Force Base in California. It landed in open ocean in the Pacific. The missile had been banned under a treaty the United States and Russia abandoned last summer. The Pentagon declined to reveal the maximum range of the missile tested. Daryl Kimball, executive director of the Arms Control Association, said the Pentagon's missile project is a mistake and will unnecessarily raise tensions with Russia, China, and North Korea. Ed Donahue, Washington.
You can find more at voanews.com. Again, voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.